I'd rather be a dog. I would rather be a dog. Really? I look at Rex, and Rex comes over to me, and Rex is my beautiful big golden retriever, just as glorious a dog as you could ever want. And here it is, the 1st of February, and we have given him too short a haircut. But he doesn't seem to mind. He still likes to lay outside. But he is just beautiful. Since he's had his haircut, he acts different. Before he had his haircut, and he was just all full of down and wonderful, he'd walk around like an old man. He'd go looking at things, and he'd slowly go up the path and slowly go here and slowly there. And then he got his haircut. And after he got his haircut, he's just jumping around like a spring chicken, or like a little puppy, you might say. And he's into everything and going everywhere and doing everything. Well, now, Rex was trying to pull a silly one on me this morning. And we had just finished breakfast, and we don't give him too much from the table, just a tiny treat now and then. But he kept walking around from one side of the table to the other, and he's at the table height with his head. He put his nose on the table and licked it. No, you don't lick the table. You don't take anything off the table, ever. And he walked around the other side of the table and tried the same thing. And I said, no, you're still the same dog. You know, you can't pretend that you're different just to come at me from the other side of the table. You don't do that. Well, he kept trying. He kept trying to do these things. And I said, you know, Rex, would you rather be a dog or would you rather be a people? Now, if you're a people, you know what's going to happen to you? You know what's going to happen to you if you're a people? If you're a people, you're going to start having to wear clothing. If you're a people, you're going to have to start to go to school. If you're a people, you're going to have to get a job, earn some money, help pay the bills and stuff like that. If you're a people, you're going to have to do all sorts of people type stuff. Now, Rex, do you want to be a people or don't you want to be a people? Rex couldn't rightly make up his mind. He went from one side of the table to the other, and he thought that I would approach him differently, that I'd be like I always was with him, just sort of giving in to him and letting him do whatever he wanted to do. And I said, no. If you want to be a people, you're going to have to act like a people. You're going to have to pay your tuition. If you want to be a dog, your tuition is love. Your tuition is just cuddliness. Your tuition is just caringness. Your tuition is just being a thoughtful being. Well, aren't people thoughtful beings? He asked me. And I said, well, people should be thoughtful beings like a dog, but they don't always do that. And the reason they don't always do that is because they haven't been trained as little people to do those things. Now, we meet little people everywhere, and we call them children, and we let them get away with things because they're children. We let them get away with things because they're too young to know better. We let them get away with things because we think that's so cute. Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute when a puppy jumps up on the table and eats the butter dish. No. That's not cute at all. It's cute from the point of view that the puppy did it and could do it, but it's not cute that the puppy wasn't trained. And the puppy got a tummy ache because of what he ate, and then he blamed us. And, of course, he says, I didn't know any better, and you knew better, and you let me do it, and you thought it was cute, and you made me think it was fun. Well, that's what we do. We do that with our children. We do that with our pets. We do that with everything. And we think it's so wonderful. And we think, I'm going to feed the fish. And so I go out and I take the fish feeder box and I put a dash of fish food in the fish tank. And I think, oh, I think I'll give them a little more. I think I'll give them a little more. And as any person who raises fish will tell you, the fish eat what they want and the rest goes to the bottom of the tank and makes all the black mud down there, which is not bad, not good, but the thing is, it is not doing what we think it is doing, and it is best that it doesn't do what we think it is doing, because it is better when you can keep it perfect. Now, my vet, when I had Rex at the vet for being trimmed and checked and so forth, he said, You're feeding your dog a little too much. He gained 5 pounds since the last time we had him in here 6 months ago. Now, do you want him that way? I said, well, no. Well, then give him less. And I said, well, I follow the instructions on the box, on the dog food bag, that he's supposed to have 2 cups of food twice a day, you know? And the doctor said, and if you believe what you read on the food packaging and so forth, they're just saying that because they want to sell the food. The dogs will continue to live and continue to be good. But you don't have a young spring chicken. You got a dog that's born in 03, you know? And that dog now is much older. That dog, when you take 7 years times his age, he's getting along, you know? And it's not fair. And I say, you're right. And now, who's going to be his master? Are you going to let him be the master by saying, and be so cute? And you offer him treats and you offer him things like that. Do you want to be a dog? Do you want to really be a dog? Now, if you want to be a dog, create yourself in being owned by a very diligent caretaker of a dog. That person takes you to the vet when you should go. That person gives you the food you should have. That person gives you the little tiny treats that you should have, not a whole meal and a treat, but just a little flavor of something. And that person treats you with respect, and that person teaches you manners. That person teaches you to sit, to come when you're called. That person teaches you to behave. And you are so proud that you can do whatever that person teaches you to do. Now, that's what it is being a dog. And that's what it is being a human being, too. And if you want to be a human being, you have to decide what kind of human being you're going to be. Now, if you're going to be a dog, are you going to be a golden retriever? Or are you going to be a Jack Russell Terrier? Or are you going to be a chow? What are you going to be? The variety is unlimited. And then people are even mixing up the varieties. And they have Heinz's 57 types of dog, and all in one dog. And how marvelous that is to have a dog with such a mixed breed. But it's not the dog that you get. It's the dog that you got. When you get a dog and he has a mixed breed, the dog has a mixed breed. He has tendencies toward this or that or the other thing. But when you are a trainer, and when you are a dog lover, when you are a person who respects that this dog is going to be my pet, and as my pet, he sits on the furniture or he does not sit on the furniture. He sits by the table or he does not sit by the table when we eat. He begs or he does not beg. He does what I want him to do. It's my dog. Well, no matter what the breed, if I say sit, he will sit. If I say come, he will come. If I say things to him, he will do it, and he will behave, and he will not be aggressive to anybody unless I want him to be. And if I want him to be aggressive, then I better be on duty all the time, making sure he is not aggressive where he shouldn't be. Now, do I want to be a dog? Do you want to be a people? These are all things to consider. Do we like dogs? It doesn't matter whether the dog is a Pekingese or whether the dog is a Great Dane. When that dog is a little baby, it is lovable. It is so cuddleable. And you want it to do it. And that's the time you start training that dog, that you are the master, that you are its pack master, that you are the one that it follows and it does exactly what you want it to do. And then the dog behaves beautifully. And then you are an invited guest in any home with your dog, no matter whether he's a Great Dane or whether he's a Chihuahua. Everybody loves having him come because he's so well behaved. He's so obedient. He's so beautiful. He is what you trained him to be. And we can train ourselves to be this too. If we have a little extra weight, it's cut down on our volume. It's just the way it is. Oh, the diets will help you too, but cut down on the volume. And when you cut down on the volume, then you cut down all the way around. Now, I've been telling myself I'll cut down to one slice of bread at a meal, or one this or that, or a little bit of this. I'll have a third portion of whatever is served. And unfortunately, my plate looks so delicious with a full portion that I have to clean my plate. And I'm only hurting myself, because if I can maintain a good balance in my diet, if I could be a good dog, a well-trained dog, I'll be welcome everywhere. If I can be a well-trained dog, I'll be welcome to live in my beautiful, well-trained body on into my hundreds, or who knows where. Because it doesn't matter whether I'm a Chihuahua or a Great Dane or a German or a French or English person, it doesn't matter. I can come up here from Nigeria and I can eat a good diet, and I can stay with that same beautiful, slim figure that I had in Nigeria. It all depends on me and what respect I have for who I am. Now, do I want to change my dog? Do I want to have my dog so he'll be beautiful? Do I want me to be beautiful? Do I want the people in my world to be beautiful? Then I surround myself with people who love to eat good foods, who love to balance their diet, who love to do things according to the inner book that says, that's enough, that's just fine, and you're wonderful, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. That's what I say about me, and that's what I say about you. Have a good day, and be a good, well-trained dog. I love you.